Bart, Leslie, Chris, Patrick, Andre, Johanny, Hans Ram Lee, Paulus, Patricio, Oscar, hasn't joined us, sorry, Dr. Sparks, and Ramesh, sorry.
And, did you say Andre?
Yes, Andre.
Okay, all right. Well, in that case, we might as well get started. We've got a number of apologies, and several people haven't heard yet, but maybe they will as we keep going. So the first item is confirmation of approval of minutes and actions from the Council Paul on the 7th of April. Minutes can basically be approved. Gabby, without reading out verbatim, you have a list of actions.
There are two actions which I'm not sure have been done, but they you can talk to them about them under the working group update. That's you contacting Keith Davidson and Everhard Lisser.
Yeah,
all the other actions have been done. Sorry, I actually need to start the recording, so sorry, I'll be off talking to the operator. Started the recording.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, it's I'll pass you my
keypad the thing. Sorry, I dropped out there. I'm just now talking on Bart's phone. So we had three volunteers from the European region. We'll need to work that out. And we have six volunteers from the Asia-Pacific region. The volunteers from the Asia-Pacific region are Siavash from Iran, Gihan from Sri Lanka, Ningjung Park from Korea, Hiro from Japan, Tang Li from China, and Ai Chin from Taiwan. I wrote to them last week, all the week before, and said, how about you guys get together and figure out four of you to be representatives of the Asia-Pacific region, and I will ask the council if they will agree to have four, given the size and linguistic and script diversity of the Asia-Pacific region. They tried to do that and almost reached an agreement, but in the end were unable to do so. There was an agreement on the table that it would be the four, if we were prepared to accept four, would be Gihan, so effectively representing Senegalese and Tamil, Siavash representing Farsi / Arabic, Ai Chin for Chinese, and Ming Jung for Korean, and Hiro graciously agreed to step down. But that didn't work. So we have a situation where we will need to choose two out of three candidates in the European region and decide what we're going to do in the Asia-Pacific region. Gabby, who are the three candidates in Europe?
It's Andrei Kolesnikov from Russia, Major Roberts from Guernsey, and Vagelis Segridakis from Greece. We did get two more alternative
but I don't think they're not CCTLD managers, though, were they?
No.
So Christopher Wilkinson, and who was the other one?
Jesse Morton.
Yeah. Well, we have to decide which two we're going to choose. Can I suggest, Council, that under the circumstances, given that I'm unaware of any non-Latin scripts being spoken in Jersey or Guernsey, that we might be sensible to nominate the Russian and Vangelis from Greece. Does anyone have any problem with that?
So, Chris, is it cast in stone that it has to be two from each region?
Pretty much, Dottie, unless there's a very good reason for there not to be, which we're going to get to with Asia-Pacific.
I think your proposal in respect of Europe sounds very sensible, Chris.
I mean, Doddy, yeah, thank you, Leslie. Doddy, it's a management issue from trying to manage the working group.
Right.
If the scripts are going to be, we obviously need to have a diversity of linguistics and a diversity of scripts, and that's critically important, and we need to be flexible for that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we actually need to, frankly, that we need to have an additional body or body on that's not representing a linguistic diversity.
Well, I agree with that, but it seems to me that is there a legal reason not to make an exception for Asia Pacific because they're representing?
No, I'm not saying we shouldn't make an exception for Asia Pacific. We haven't got there yet. We're talking about Europe at the moment. So in the case of Europe, I'm recommending that we simply say yes to Russia and Greece, and that fills up their two seats. So unless anyone objects to that, then we can move on to the Asia-Pacific region.
Chris, can I just make a roll call again? I heard that people have joined, and we need a quorum, so we need to...
Yeah.
Can I just ask who joined?
Just do the roll call, Gabby, and people speak up if they're here. And
okay. Bart Boswinkle, Leslie Cowley, Chris Despain, Patrick Hossein, Johanna Yuselius, Han Chuan Lee, Paulus Nirenda, Patricia Poblesa, Dottie Sparks, DeBlong, Ramesh, and Andre. Who else has joined?
Eric Iriarte.
Okay, who else? I think...
I have to redial then.
All right, okay, sorry. Mm-hmm. So we still don't really have a quorum.
Yeah, well, I don't think we'll just keep going. If we don't actually have to pass any resolution, refer anything to the list and get people to object if they want. Okay, that brings us to the Asia Pacific region, which is, I think, we could solve the problem in a couple of ways. Genuinely don't think having six people on the working group is sensible, and it just kind of makes it a complete waste of time to have any sort of rules in the first place. But I think we can accommodate it by creating, we can accommodate the situation by making those who are not included in the working group observers, and effectively amount to, and the effective means is that they've got speaking rights, etc. But in if the working group needs to come to in the highly unlikely circumstances they're being a vote, extremely unlikely, then they wouldn't be involved in that. But I'm tempted to just do that and choose two. Siavash has already indicated that he'd be comfortable just be an observer. Hero has indicated that he'd be comfortable. So on that basis, I think we could choose two and tell the other four that they can observe. Does that sound sensible, or does anyone have anything they want to say about that? Good. Either I'm the only person left on the line, or everybody agrees.
Okay, no objection. This is Ramesh.
Yes, Ramesh.
No objection.
Okay, thank you, Ramesh. On that basis, then...
Chris?
Sorry, yeah?
I'm just surprised why we should make Niger observer from EU region as well, because I don't understand why we took different approaches for Asia-Pacific and European region.
I'm not suggesting that he couldn't be an observer, Andre.
Okay.
We haven't really got to observers yet. I've got no problem with people being observers, but I'm talking a very specific thing in respect to the Asia-Pacific region, because we're trying to deal with... the problem we've got, in very simple terms, is that we are about to split China and Taiwan from the Chinese side of things, or lose the linguistic diversity. So on that basis, given that we have Hero, Siavash being prepared to actually be observers, I'd recommend that we perhaps appoint Ihan from Sri Lanka and Ming Jun Park from Korea to the working group, and had the other four formally observers.
Okay, I understand. No objection.
Anybody uncomfortable with that at this stage? All right. Well, that didn't take as long as I thought it was going to do, so that's excellent. But what's the next step with the working group? What do we do now?
The working group is, say, we still wait, and we have some members from the
from the GNSO, that is Ogad Covelli and Edwin Chung, and the request for observership from the chair and the vice chairs. We're still waiting for ALAC to appoint its members and the GAC, so I'll chase them up. I've chased them up already through staff, but I'll get in touch with them directly. And then the next step is that this working group needs to start working on a topic paper in preparation of the Sydney meeting and see how far we can get, because we're very late in establishing this working group.
Morning, this is Oscar Robles.
Hi, Oscar.
Okay, Bart, thanks. So there's no reason why we can't actually, now that we've got the people. Sorry, Gabby, could you just run through who the volunteers are now from each of the regions so that we're clear?
Sure. So, except the AP region.
Yeah.
Africa's Mohamed El Bashir and Jan Kwok. From, EU, that would be Andrei Koleshnikov and Vagela. And North American is Becky Burr and Keith Strazek. And Latin American region is Rodrigo Salcedo and Sandro Marcone.
Where are they from?
It's Rodrigo is from Bolivia and Sandro is from Peru.
Nice to see some new faces on the working group. So, Bart, on that basis, we can actually start getting, everything together, mailing lists, etc.
Yeah.
Start and let everybody else catch up with it.
Yeah.
Chris, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What are we going to do with Nigel Roberts? Am I just going to inform him he's not on the working group?
No,
or is he an observer?
No,
or
no,
what happened
to
him?
Observer,
okay.
Sure. Okay. I think that deals with that item, unless anyone has anything else. Good. Gabby, item 3, that's you.
Yes. I received by mid-April, I received an email from the Swedish registry, and it was in Swedish, so that's why I'm not forwarded to you. But it was basically asking if we couldn't redo the DNSSEC survey, which we did about 2 years ago, because the Swedish registry was working together with ENISA, which is the EU Internet Security Organization. They are working on some cost estimates, how much it costs to implement DNSSEC on different levels, and they wanted to have some background information, and they asked whether we could consider redoing this survey once again. And I asked back when would you say expect the results, and they said by the end of the summer, I guess the European summer then, which would be August. So it's I guess it's up to the council to decide whether you think it's worth relaunching the DNSSEC survey. And I can also just remind you that for the first DNSSEC survey, the Swedish registry actually helped us very much in designing the survey, although they were not members at that point. And I think that survey was the one that was the most valuable one we did so far.
So is it simply a case of reissuing the survey again with the same questions, or would you suggest that we should look at the questions and have a change?
Chris, I can hear you very badly. Is it just me, or are you moving around or something? I don't know.
No, I'm not moving around, but someone on the line, what is the noise?
Someone's standing in the wind.
Someone else.
So I didn't really hear what you said, but
what I said was, Gabby, do we need to redo the question of issuing the survey again with the same questions, or do we need to look at the questions and consider changing?
I think they are actually thinking of just having the same questions again. Of course, I haven't looked at it again, and there might be some that need to be updated or so, but basically it's the same questions. Just a follow-up, what happened, because one of the questions was, for instance, when do you plan to introduce the DNSSEC? So just to check what actually happened, did they introduce the DNSSEC and so on?
Anybody,
so there might be some slight work to it, but not much.
Anything you want to say about this one, or can we just instruct Gabby that we're happy to do it, or we're not happy to do it?
Did you ask me if I'm happy to do it?
I support doing it.
Say that again?
I support doing it.
Okay, good. Well, I can't think of a reason not to, and on the basis that it's valuable and useful information, on the basis that DNSSEC is progressing all the time. up and experience it seems to me to make sense. Gabby, if you don't mind, that would be great.
So I should relaunch it, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, that brings us to item 4, which is the working group updates. Speaking of so GAT working group update, I have an email from Keith Davidson that says, obviously the key issues in respect to joint GAC and CG meetings remain IDNs and geographic regions. Looking towards Sydney, I'm hoping to firm up on the committee membership and grow it to 2 representatives per ICANN region from the CCNSO side, and at least 1 each from the GAC, because currently the GAC only has 3 people serving on the joint committee. So the goal is to get fuller representation from both sides in Sydney. I'm anticipating having a joint committee meeting in Sydney, which will have the main objective of looking at the working methodology for the committee and a more definitive list of issues for future agendas. So that's Keith. And that's where we are with the CCNSO GAT working group. And that was one of my action items, wasn't it, Kev?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, that was one of my action items, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, good. The tech working group, this was me talking to Eberhard about sort of dovetailing the IANA working group and the tech working group together. Eberhard is now back in communication and feeling a lot better after being not very well. He won't be in Sydney, but he and I have started talking about the best way of dealing with this so that we ensure, A, that we have a lively and vibrant tech working group, and B, that that working group is charged also with the responsibility of carrying on some form of liaison with IANA.
Does that mean that there won't be a tech session in Sydney?
I believe there will be a tech session in Sydney. Leslie and I think Norm is organising that.
Right.
And in fact, I had an email from Eberhard today asking me what I thought it should be on. After I stopped laughing, I sent you back a note saying, "What are you asking me for?" We'll figure it out. As far as I'm aware, there is definitely going to be a tech session in Sydney.
Right.
We have some issues. We currently have some issues running, not least of which is the fact that the room size allocated to the NSO is, how can I put this, more than inadequate. I'm currently in correspondence with Mr. Levins on that issue. And I say this because I want everyone to know it's not my fault. It's got nothing to do with me. I did not organise this meeting. Okay, item 4.3 is the Strategic and Operational Planning Working Group. Now, Byron isn't here, and he, Leslie's going to do an update.
I am indeed. I was delegated, yes. Just so the council are aware, you may probably be already, but the working group produced a document which, in doing this, we were hoping to distill the information that we thought would be most relevant to the community from the current operational implementation plan, in effect. So that was our kind of first activity, and you'll have seen that we also organised a community call with Kevin Wilson, which sadly not many of the community other than the working group were able to participate in. I think that was at fairly short notice, but it has to be said there's not a high level of interest in the operating plan, which of course is why the working group was created in the first place. But on behalf of Byron, I'd encourage everyone to make input on the operating plan. The deadline for that is until May the 17th. But more importantly, the group would welcome some further input on how we can get people more involved going forward, and we'll be trying to encourage that in Sydney, and certainly I think Patrick is, we're hoping Patrick can facilitate a session getting direct CC input into the new strategic plan from then onwards.
So that would be actually a session that we would have in Sydney, would it, Leslie?
Yeah, I think we did raise that back in Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was.
Yeah, and so for your information, there has been a first contact between Byron and Patrick on this.
Excellent,
so
thank you, Pat. Good.
The other thing is that I had a call yesterday with Byron and Youngham. We're trying to institute regular chair and vice chair calls for our meeting. And one of the things that we discussed with Leslie was that we might have a meeting of the working group itself early on in Sydney that I will come along to, and we'll have a chat about how we move this forward and how we get greater participation.
That'd be good. Thank you, Chris.
And maybe look at who's actually on the working group and perhaps think about moving some of the deck chairs, etc. Okay. Anyone got any questions on the SOP working group?
Hi, Chris. Vivas just joined. I'm sorry I'm late.
Could you repeat your name, please?
Vika.
Hi, Vika. I'm sorry. I
could hardly hear you. Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, man.
Good. Okay, so that brings us on to 4-4, which is the Geographic Regions Working Group. Now, Olga is unable to be on the call, but Bart, you have a quick update on where that's at.
Yeah, the first thing is the board did not approve the charter yet. It will be on the next board meeting, so that's somewhere end of May. In the meantime, the working group has done preparatory work in order to publish a topic paper in advance of the Sydney meeting, and that is all on schedule. They're looking into, what is the function of the geographic regions for all the different SOs and ACs. They will come up with a list, and then they produce a first topic paper on what might be the issues regarding the current definition of the ICANN geographic regions. That's it, and we're still on schedule for Sydney.
Questions on that one? Good. 4-5 is the delegation redelegation working group. We've organized a draft charter for that working group to everybody this morning, I think,
European
time. That looks, everyone's read it and already decided it's fine. What we'd like to do is just get some input from that on the list, and the goal would be to get that agreed on the charter, agreed on the list as soon as possible, and then start moving forward. If you have had a chance to look at it, you'll see that there is a target for that working group to run a discussion session on delegation and redelegation in Seoul in October. The idea being that they would have got together, done some work beforehand, created sort of, you know, what are the issues, what are the questions, produced a document for discussion, and then we spent some time on that in Seoul. The next one is the meetings program working group. Who's going to talk to that one? Is that you, Andre?
Yeah, that's me. I sent to the list the charter of the working group. I hope you have some time to study it. And basically, the working group started. We have a mailing list. We elected the meeting, and we had two conference call. And we are, you know, dealing with issues not just about the next Sydney meeting, but we would like to develop some process, some guidelines how to make the meetings. So we are talking about those issues. We are trying to prepare the agenda. We are trying to find some mechanism how to get the from the participants, and also, so that's basically what we are doing. We will have a next call on next week, and we are getting closer to have finalized Sydney agenda right now, which will be still a little bit unstructured, but we will make it. So that's basically the update from the working group.
Thank you, Andre. Can I suggest that the formal approval of the working group charter be done on this?
Sure.
Give everybody an opportunity who's not on this call to do this again, an opportunity to approve it. Is that okay?
Yep.
Good. So, Gabby, if you can make that an action item to send out the charter again and request a formal confirmation of it from the council list.
Could I just make a comment on the some input as opposed to approval or whatever? I have to say, when I first read the goal of the working group, wasn't clear to me that the group was going to do anything other than develop guidelines, whereas of course you then say and to implement them. I mean, just as a hopefully a constructive comment, I feel the purpose of the group is to organise and help manage the meetings programme, and guidelines is just a way in which to do that, and that wasn't very clear to me in the goal.
So you're suggesting that there needs to be a slight amendment to the charter to cover that, is that right?
This is my feedback. Okay. Ignore it or take it on board. I'm reasonably relaxed about that.
I think that's an excellent point. I mean, one of the purposes of the charter is that in 2 years' time we've almost forgotten why we started doing this, so we can go back to it and remember. We might have a look at that, and see if we can just tinker with a little. Make up suggestions to Andre and then get a slightly beefed up version out as quickly as we can.
Thank you.
Are you okay with that, Andre?
Yeah, I think it was exactly how Leslie said that. It's some tool how to make the working group running. So yeah, I'm okay with that.
Good. All right.
Okay.
Just to be clear on this one is, Gabby, just wait with sending it out. As soon as you got the updated version from Andre, then you can send it out.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, that's the easiest way. In the meantime, if somebody else has any comments, please send it for the set over the first 1 or 2 days to Chris or me.
Thank you, Pat. Item 5 on the agenda, if we're done with item 4. Okay. Thanks to Demi. Now, Demi, when did Demi step down from the board, Gabby?
7th of May.
7th of May. So we should have a formal resolution to thank Demi. But I'd like to again draft that properly and send that out to the list today or tomorrow, and just have everybody agree that on the list. Because again, I want everyone to have an opportunity to add their thanks. So I'll draft that this afternoon and get it out to everybody by tomorrow. That's okay. And we should probably also make a note to mention to welcome Michael Silver to the board. Was somebody going to say something? Cool. Okay. Number 6. Why is this one here, Gabby?
CCNSO dinner, yes. I just wanted to say that the sponsors that have agreed so far is drnl.ca.krn.cn, and this is just a last chance for you to
trade me some money.
Yes.
So if anyone feels
tempted to sponsor this, please let me know.
Thank you, Gabby. That's very kind of you for making that pitch for me. It should be a good evening on this. It's going to be on the Tuesday evening. And now I can't remember how many seats we've got, Gabby, but I think it's up to 110 or something. I can't remember exactly. But you are, as usual, going to be on the door. No, what I'm going to do is I want to make sure that we don't have any sort of last minute difficulty. So we will have tickets, and what we'll do is I'll get Jackie to send a note out to you with all the details, and then perhaps we can send it out to this and ask people to actually let us know in advance if they're interested in attending, and then at least we'll have some advance numbers of people set, and that will be useful, I think. Any other business, anybody? Last call for any other business? Excellent. Gabby, when's our next call?
In June. I just it's on the 9th of June.
9th of June. Okay. Excellent. Well, we'll see everybody on the 9th of June, and in the meantime, on the list.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. This is Ron.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.